We're with our political observer this morning, Alan Shartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David, and thank you so much for coming in. Really is important that we keep this place going, and you're one of the great heroes of the place that you're able to get up on Thanksgiving morning and show up. Thanks for doing it.
Well, thank you. You got me blushing now. What are your thoughts on this Thanksgiving morning, or what are you thankful for?
Well, David, I'm thankful for a great number of things, not least of which is that so far we live in a country which has certain protections for all of us. We have a constitution, something that we adhere to. What I'm always interested in is the idea, Dave, that there are some people who think that the Constitution should be kept to in an immaculate fashion, that it ought to be honored, and we ought to not change one thing in it. Well, there are some things in that Constitution that shouldn't be changed, like the First Amendment, which allows for freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. A good number of people are going to be going down to Washington the day after an inauguration, and buses are organizing all over the place so that people will show up and say, hey, to the new president, remember to respect that Constitution. Remember to respect our freedoms and our rights. In the meantime, the president is doing some of what he said he would do. Some of it isn't being done at all. So he said he was going to build a wall. Now, not so much. And he was going to make the Mexicans pay for it. Well, not so much. Climate change. Well, that was just made up stuff that people made up. Well, I'm open to understanding climate change, which, of course, we know the scientific community in this country and in the world believes that exists and exists big time, and we better do something about it. So he says, well, I'm open to thinking about that. Meantime, he puts one of the most conservative men in the whole election in the White House as a senior advisor. But we don't really know what that means. He owed that debt of gratitude to those people who are described as alt-right, the Breitbart people and others. And he puts this guy into a room in the White House, but we don't know where he's going to listen to him or not. We have the First Amendment. He brings the press into a room and berates them and tells them that they have done a lousy job of covering him and that, you know, he wants a better deal. He called the New York Times the failing New York Times, but then he turns around and says, it's a jewel. Now, the real question is to me whether or not he should be held responsible for what he said in the election in order to win. In other words, he made some terrible statements. We've just repeated some of them. The question is, if he wins and then he turns around and says, well, not so much, whether or not we could and should be thankful, and I mean this, thankful for the fact he isn't as bad as he looked, at least not as of this moment. So, David, politically, I'm thankful for the fact that we have a country where people are allowed to protest, where we'll see the day after the inauguration whether or not they are treated respectfully and well. We'll also see whether they continue to speak the day after the day after. So, David, those are some of my thoughts about this Thanksgiving.
Heading into the inauguration day, which is coming up, we are going to have some lively Thanksgiving dinner table conversations, no doubt, regarding the president-elect and his appointments that he's now making.
There is always an Uncle Harry in every family, everywhere. And so as we sit down and we make a turkey and we follow one of 10,000 instructions on how to make it, and we have a pretty big one here at the Shartok House, there's always some guy who comes in and who just has a different feeling. There are those people who adore Donald Trump. And I think each of them has been assigned one Thanksgiving dinner to go to raise a certain amount of havoc. So we have to learn how to deal with these people and to say, without losing our temper, and saying, I will never talk to you again for the rest of your life, if we are on the other side, we have to say, okay, Uncle Harry, you're entitled to your opinion, but here are the reasons I think you're wrong. You should never let your voice go into the stratosphere. And you should never, ever, ever throw food or a plate at a Thanksgiving dinner.
Alan, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, David. Always great to talk to you.